I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino, and welcome to the broadcast. Another week as we continue on, and with all of that, Roland, let's see how this broadcast goes, and welcome back.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for my partner, Carl Sabatino, who was here all by himself last week.
It was a chore.
He's been moaning and groaning all week long.
We missed you.
Well, you know, as my dad used to say, I'd rather be missed than forgotten.
That's true. Kevin and I were talking about saying the chair is empty. So I sat in that chair, and I got very low. The chair went right down. I was diminished in stature, sitting in the man's chair. I'm over here on the sidelines, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, no, you're not
and
the
like
sidelines. No, you like to stand.
I do. I really do.
And I like to relax and sit in a massage chair here and get my nails done.
You know, a true story. This is absolutely true. I have never sat except for one broadcast in all my career. I've always stood.
Really?
I'm just comfortable that way. When I did a news show for Manhattan Cable many years ago, that was when they had the glass and the little podium.
Yeah.
And they gave me this huge desk to sit. I said, no, give me the little podium. Let me stand and we'll do the show that way. It was a Sunday morning show. And I just could not sit down.
Don't you get tired, though? I mean,
I was trained as a Broadway performer.
Yeah,
and when you're trained that way, it's the diaphragm, it's the breathing and the whole thing. It really is. And sitting down, I get too comfortable.
Is that why you go me, 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 me? Before every broadcast, I mean,
we talked about him over lunch in our pre-production meeting. Joey Reynolds. I did many Joey Reynolds shows in this particular studio, by the way, this complex of studios, and he'd always have us sitting in these lounge chairs that were so comfortable. This is 2:00 in the morning. I was with the wonderful Tony Camillo, the icon, the broadcast producer and icon from Motown. And Tony and I would say, I'm ready to go to sleep. We would sink in these deep chairs. I wanted to stand. I couldn't do it. I just wanted to stand. And one broadcast I actually did. I was in the corner of a table like this. I took the microphone and I stood up. And Joey's looking at me like, why are you standing? I said, because I feel more comfortable this way. I always have. Sounds strange, doesn't it?
Well, no, not given your persona that I understand. It's not strange at all. It's absolutely indicative of what it is that you are.
Well, we're going to have a broadcast today. I will say that. We have some wonderful guests on.
We do.
It should be a very, very interesting broadcast. But tell us about your trip.
Well, I had an interesting one. I mean, other than I had an opportunity to ski a couple of days at Beaver Creek. And then,
well, that's wonderful skiing.
And then drove over to Aspen to participate in a production meeting,
yes,
of a documentary on the spirit of John Denver.
Wonderful.
The famous late and great country singer, who, in full disclosure, was a good friend of mine. And I worked with him on a number of years through the Windstar Foundation and the symposiums that he used to hold in Aspen, you know, once a year or in the early part of September. And well, there's a group there who want to do a documentary on his spirit to help the planet, not just his music,
correct,
and you know, not his public persona as a performer,
right,
but what he did behind the scenes for children, for the environment, for peace in the world. He used his celebrity for a lot of great causes very few people know about, and that's what this documentary is all about.
That's fascinating, and we're going to talk more about this because I'm fascinated by that and him. He did so much. I know that you were very much involved with him, a flyer, humanitarian, the works that he's done. Let's have that discussion sometime soon, really.
Well, we will. I mean, there's a lot of things to discuss about this, and I think there's a lot of things that I'm willing to share with our listeners,
yes,
as well as you, about how great this man was and how spiritual he truly, really was.
He was, besides being an icon, he was something else.
Yes, indeed.
He really was. Carl Sabatino with something else, Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino as we continue on. Stay with us.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Oversized front wheel and your bagger's future. Looking for another way to get the rake without having to cut into the frame neck? How about a set of bolt-on triple trees to make room for those extra inches? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. These guys are offering complete front-end kits for fitment of 23, 26, and up to 32-inch front wheels, popular with today's bagger owners. Call them and they offer ideas for an integrated solution to your custom touring bike build. Caution, weld-on kits. Expert installation is a must. Pricing and advice, go to hoghalters.com. Word of advice, make sure you got your ducks in a row. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What keeps people stuck with the status quo?
Fear of not knowing enough, of what others might think, of failing.
Author and columnist Andrea Kay says it's important to have answers to get past fear. The answer to any of these three questions can help change your life.
If you worry what your loved ones or peers will think, ask, how can I explain what I want to do and gain their support?
If you worry about what you don't know, ask, what do I need to learn and how will I fit this into my schedule and budget?
If you worry that you may fail, ask yourself, how will I feel if I don't try? What do I need to do to feel more confident?
Replace excuses with answers to overcome fear. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.